In a world where less is more, Planet Rock presents The Shortest Show on Radio with Wyatt and Darren.
We are go for liftoff in T-minus 30.
All systems are go.
Hit it.
Question, it's a rhetorical question. You know the answer. What do David Coverdale and Darren Reddick have in common online? Neither follow anyone
on
Twitter.
No one.
Oh, is yours for the same reason? It's all about the.
Yeah, it is actually.
Is it?
I took my inspiration from it. I thought I'm going to see how long if I can do it.
Right. So Darren's just gone back to Twitter after an absence of a couple of years and is following no one in the style of David Coverdale. You know, he's like, well, it's all about the art. I don't really want to follow anybody. It's just about interacting with people.
I don't have as good a reason as that even.
Laziness?
Oh, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Oh, I did feel sorry. I didn't feel sorry for you. I thought it was kind of cute when you were like, hi, everyone. I've only got 10 followers.
How many have you got, by the way?
110,000.
Right. And you put the word out that I was back on Twitter. I've got like 200. You put the word out. I said, go follow Darren. 200.
Yeah, that's not bad for an evening's work.
It's not.
If you had 200 a day, you'd be catching me up.
How long would it take? Do the math on that.
Oh, my goodness me. It would take well over a year.
Yeah, exactly.
Paul's got something like 3,500.
Really?
It's all a numbers game. It's all about the numbers, baby.
I was up to about 3,000. This is really boring.
Yeah.
Guns N' Roses. I don't understand why everybody said, sorry, this is the other thing I want to talk to you about.
Yeah.
I don't understand why everybody's so up in arms over this.
I can tell you why. I'll tell you exactly why. Two reasons. A, it's not the original lineup. And B, ticket prices are over £100.
I understand the ticket prices, but like Izzy Stradlin and Steven Adler made the band. Sorry, Steven Adler is.
Yeah, but if you're using your logic, I feel an argument. Good job we got a bit of time to argue about this. But using your logic, you would not need anyone. You could just have Axl and that'd be enough.
No, I disagree with that.
So you could just have Axl and Slash then.
But you've got the three main guys.
Yeah, but Duff or Izzy.
So if it had been Izzy and Steven Adler in the band, nobody would be complaining.
I don't think they would. I think they probably would. They'd still be going, oh, Axl won't turn up, ticket prices are a joke. They'd be complaining a little less. But I was the same. I'm like, it's only three of them. It's a nostalgia thing. Key word here, nostalgia. It's about looking back. They're not interested in the new Guns N' Roses album. They want the nostalgia experience. Don't you dare try and interrupt me. If the other three were dead or they, you know, were ill, couldn't like Malcolm Young, they just medically couldn't compete anymore or perform, you get it. But they're all able-bodied. All right, Izzy Stradlin's a bit away with the fairies, but he could still probably do it.
So is Steven Adler.
Yeah, but Matt Sorum's good.
And yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but you take, honestly, you would take, most Guns N' Roses fans who saw them back in the day would take Gilby Clark, Matt Sorum, and Dizzy Reed with the other three. The 92-93 usual
lineup. Do
we know
for sure any of those guys are not going to be on the tour?
I think Dizzy Reed is in the lineup, and there's the Greek fella. Remember the Greek one? The fella with the
Gus G.
No, not Gus G. Was the other keyboard player. There was and he played the maracas. He was the percussionist.
Rick Wakeman.
No! Yeah, Rick Wakeman and the
Keith Emerson.
Yeah, that's it.
John Lord.
No. So that's why people are up in arms about it. They want the real deal, not the half deal. It's not pick and mix.
I don't know. I'm excited about it. All I'm right. happy with it.
Well, you start saving up for ticket prices because you're going to need HP on this one.
Yeah, we're not going to get Slash to come in anymore. He's come in all the time.
I did. Won't be back in.
No.
Axl won't let him. He's his pet now.
To get bits of Planet Rock, which are longer than 60 seconds, check out planetrock.com.
Or find Planet Rock Radio on Audioboom, Facebook or Twitter.